pleasure to be here with you representing Pella as we look forward to celebrating our 85th annual Tulip Time, May 7th, 8th, and 9th, with the theme, Preserving Our Past, Focused on Our Future. Before we begin, I would like to introduce to you the 2020 Royal Court. I am Queen Hannah Kendall, and these are my lovely court members, Miss Molly Bolt, Miss Ellie Rorda, Miss Jocelyn Gritters, and Miss Courtney Chaplin. We are so excited to tell you the story of how Tulip Time began 85 years ago and has grown to become one of Iowa's most treasured celebrations.
Tulip Time, it began with music. In 1935, the Pella High Music Department gave the operetta Tulip Time. The operetta commemorated the sacrifices the founders of Pella had made 88 years earlier. The colorful Dutch costumes and delightful melodies of the production captured the imagination of the audience. They were so entertained and excited about the performance that a number of citizens decided to celebrate Pella's Dutch heritage. The song we would like to share with you now was one of those early songs written by Joyce Kuiper and performed at the operetta. It is simply called Tulip Time.
Sparked the imagination of some civic leaders and businessmen who loved to promote Pella. One of them was heard to say,
"Ah, Tulip Time! What a grand idea!"
5 men from this group of excited citizens even traveled to Holland, Michigan, where there had been a tulip festival since 1929. Promoters of the Holland Festival, not anxious to have their celebration copied, suggested that Pella choose a different flower on which to base their anticipated event.
Happy to tell you that the tulip did win out, but there was another problem. Although tulips had officially been brought to Pella in 1903, there are no tulip beds in the town's business district. To remedy this situation, a local cabinet maker, in 4 days, made 125 3-foot wooden tulips, which were displayed on the square. These wooden tulips with potted plants suffice for the 1935 festival, but a resolution was made to have thousands of tulips for the next year. Can you imagine what those first tulip planters would say today? Over 350,000 tulip bulbs and hundreds of varieties are planted every year. And we even have a tulip that is named City of Pella. Many volunteers plant thousands of bulbs every fall.
At Tulip Time, we have our tour wagons carry our visitors all over Pella to see the beautiful beds of tulips in our parks and lining our streets. We can really tiptoe through the tulips, but don't pick the tulips.
Along with wooden tulips, plans were hastily made for a one-day festival in May. It opened with a town crier who began the event with a clanging bell. His name was George Sadler, and he wasn't even Dutch. He called himself a Dutchman by choice rather than by birth. The first Tulip Time program opened in the early afternoon with a maypole drill. It was May after all. Many attending wished to dance the folk dances of the old country, but the piety of the community ruled in the negative, and it was not done. However, Dutch songs were sung, speeches were made, and of course the operetta Tulip Time was performed again.
After planning the first festival, it was almost certain that Tulip Time would be an annual event, even though some pessimists said,
"It will never last."
They were the minority. Actually, there was so much excitement at the close of the first festival that preparations began immediately, and the town was promised it would be tulipized by the next year.
No more wooden tulips?
No more wooden tulips.
In the fall, thousands of tulip bulbs were planted, which included 6 miles of tulip lanes. Some of the original wooden tulips can still be seen when you tour Pella's historical village and museums. This song, called Tulpen uit Amsterdam, reiterates the importance of the tulips to the Dutch. In English, it is called Tulips from Amsterdam. Its meaning is that when spring comes, I will send you tulips from Amsterdam, 1,000 yellow ones, 1,000 red ones, to wish you the very best. What my mouth cannot say, these tulips will say.
Amsterdam.
In March of 1936, Pella chose her first tulip queen, Lenora Goss. Lenora was a great-granddaughter of Pella's founder, Domine Sculti, and was elected by popular vote. Her four attendants were also descendants of Pella's early settlers. Pella's royalty is often of Dutch descent, but being Dutch is not a prerequisite for being chosen.
Young women who have been honored as queen and court have found great pride in representing Pella. They have discovered even greater pride in Pella's unique Dutchness by either being born into it or adopting it by living here. Past queens often return to participate in Tulip Time, riding a float together in the parade or even attending a festive brunch. Every fifth year, courts join their queens at this brunch.
Another way our queens and court members can remember their rank is the beautiful, totally authentic costumes given them by the Historical Society and sewn by very talented seamstresses who research every stitch. Years ago, the royal court wore formal gowns and rode on a float through the parade. Now each court member has a costume unique to their year as royalty and rides through the parade by horse-drawn carriage, beautifully decorated with colorful tulips.
The costumes we are wearing are those typically worn in the fishing village of Urk in the province of Flevolum in the 1850s. The location of the village of Urk throughout its 1,000-year history has remained the same, but has been governed by two different provinces in the Netherlands. The newest province, Flevolum, was created in 1986.
Queen Hannah wears the summer festive costume worn by women in the village of Urk in the mid-1800s. Her floral printed jacket and skirt are cut from the same cloth. The sleeves on her jacket are fashionably turned up to reveal the delicate print lining. Her ribbon accented striped apron enhances the colors of her jacket and skirt.
Each attendant is wearing a weekday costume worn by the women in the village of Urk during that same time period. The floral jacket with its plaid banded oversleeves is covered by a floral crop lock. In contrast to these charming components are a black skirt and a brown apron. The delicate handwork that embellishes our hats and scarves was done by our dear seamstress, Phyllis Seilstra, who passed away in December. We will always treasure these precious keepsakes stitched by her. Phyllis, along with Jackie Craver, have been sewing and researching Dutch costumes for Pella's royal courts for over 35 years.
Choosing our royal court is very different today. A ballot is placed in our local newspaper for Pella residents to nominate one young woman who is a senior in one of our local high schools. The nominee receives a letter telling them of their nomination, and if they accept, their picture is placed with the ballot in the newspaper for members of the community to vote for 3 nominees.
Top 12 candidates must be interviewed by a team of 30-plus judges and give a 3-minute presentation in front of the judges and an audience at the Queen's announcement party. Remember that night, girls? The 12 of us created a special bond supporting each other and praying for each other. The top 5 are presented, and then the Queen is announced. A little different than 1935, and a lot more butterflies.
The second tulip time in 1936 was the pattern for the festival we know today. The cleanliness of our streets was inspected by our local city council and Burgmeister, who is the honorary tulip time mayor. Multitudes of Pella citizens dressed in Dutch costumes and wooden shoes scrubbed our streets for the very first time. There was a parade and large crowds of visitors got to enjoy thousands of beautiful, real tulips.
This festival was extended from 1 day to 5 days. First came History Day, then Church Day, Neighbor Day, Central College Day, and Pella Day. Oh, and by the way, there was even Dutch dancing. It was called Folk Games and was described as simple rhythmic movements set to tuneful music. Of course, the operetta was presented again, a real crowd pleaser.
Yes, Tulip Time was off and running and definitely here to stay. Throughout the decades, our celebration would be embellished, refined, and see tremendous growth. Every year, thousands of Pella citizens become volunteers and Dutch by choice, just like our first town crier. And they give up their time and energy to make Tulip Time a success.
Speaking of Dutch dancing, on May 8, 2010, at our 75th annual Tulip Festival, a record 2,605 wooden shoe dancers lined our city streets dancing for 6 minutes and 15 seconds to the slot moose. This set a Guinness Book World Record, far surpassing the previous record. A documentary film of the event was made by a local filmmaker who videotaped practices and interviewed Pella residents. This can be seen at the Guinness Book of World Records Museum in Hollywood, California. We even have an official certificate of recognition and everything. The dance is really easy. It goes,
step together, step together, step together, step kick, step together, step together, step together, step kick.
Stand up and try it with us.
First Tulip Tower was built out of wood in 1940. It was not intended to be a permanent structure. The building was built horizontally and was to be raised in position in the southwest corner of the city square. During the first attempt at raising it, the tower crashed to the ground and had to be repaired before it was actually put up. This structure was used as a stage for the visit of Queen Juliana in 1942. It was a great honor for Pella to host the Queen of the Netherlands.
25 years after the first Tulip Tower was built, or demolished, the new Tulpan Tower was built. In 1968, Pella's Tulpentoren was built, a gift to the city from Mr. and Mrs. P.H. Kuiper, similar in design to the 1940s model. Twin pylons rise 65 feet in the air, and the double-faced crest of the Netherlands at the top weighs 13 tons. The motto on the crest translates to, I shall maintain, and the colors used are red, white, blue, and gold.
In 1971, a clock that chimes on the hour and a carillon were added to the tower. During Tulip time, the carillon plays the Dutch national anthem. The colors of the Dutch flag are flown from the soaring twin pylons, and a huge roll of red carpet is unrolled down its steps. The Tulip Queen and her royal court are presented every afternoon and evening to our guests on the Tulpentoren, where they preside over festivities.
There is so much to see and do at Tulip Time. The amazing tulips, the breathtaking parades, the costumes and wooden shoes, visiting our historical museum, Vermeer Mill, and the newly renovated Schulte House. The list goes on and on. And do not forget the food. There are so many delectable options to choose from. I can already taste those delicious warm Pockergies, Stroopwafel, and Vetbollen. On the savory side, there is the Dutch taco, double Dutch and spiced beef sandwiches with a side of Dutch ribbons. Then don't forget to stop at our meat markets for the renowned Pella Bologna, the delicious Dutch chocolatier, and the bakeries for the famous Dutch letter and other treats.
Moi lekker!
My court and I would like to dedicate this program to the memory of those early Dutch settlers who came to a new home in a new land in 1847 under the leadership of Dominee Schulte. With them, they brought a sense of reverence to God which has continued through many generations and has been perpetuated into the present. The festivals held since 1935 have commemorated the sacrifices made by our early Dutch ancestors. Thank you. Thank you for being such a great audience and coming to celebrate with us today. We invite you to join us during the parade and watch the lovely festivities.